back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. And joining me in studio this morning, Marcy Scholl. She serves in ministry support for Laborers for Christ at Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Marcy, it's so good to have you back in studio this morning.
It is great to be here. We're going to have fun.
That is most certain. Let's see, when the last time we talked, I think, was on Faith and Family about a month or two ago.
I think so, with Max Biesenthal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and Max didn't come with you this morning to cheer you on. He's always a hoot.
I know he is. I miss him.
Well, tell us, for our listeners who, I'm sure everybody knows what Laborers for Christ is, but for our one or two listeners who don't know about Laborers for Christ, what is Laborers for Christ?
There are actually two aspects for mm-hmm. Laborers for Christ, and the one is building projects. And we build projects for the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and recognize service organizations for mm-hmm. their gospel mission. We do remodel, new construction, and renovation. And the second aspect of Laborers for Christ is the people. And that is really why uh-huh. I am so grateful that you invited me to come this morning.
Sure. Now, who are Laborers for Christ? Who makes up Laborers for Christ? Who are these people that we call laborers?
Laborers, to me, are men and women who have a passion and a willingness to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. They are people who want to remain active. And I think what the Laborers for Christ program really offers laborers is a purpose, mm-hmm. a purpose, to do ministry. I am really encouraging men and women from every skill level to apply to mm-hmm. become a laborer for Christ. Currently in the program, we have 31 projects that we are scheduled to build this year and the future years. So
31
we are just
projects.
Really excited about this opportunity mm-hmm. to be a part of ministry in the Lutheran Church.
31 projects. Now, what does that mean? 31 projects across the Synod, across the U.S., of building projects, correct?
Absolutely. They are all the way from Portland, Oregon to Pasadena, California, and going east to Orlando, Florida, and north to McKinney, Pennsylvania, and all areas in between. They truly are missionaries in mm-hmm. the United States.
So with all these projects before us, how many, just a ballpark figure, how many laborers might this take?
We probably need a staff of about 175 uh-huh. because not everyone is always available to work mm-hmm. at a certain time or in a certain area. And right now, our capacity, or the amount that we have right now is about 131. So we really are in need of more laborers. And I really invite anyone mm-hmm. in the area all over the United States to really consider and think about becoming a laborer. I would say the biggest thing about laborers is that they build Christ-like relationships mm-hmm. while they are constructing these projects. They get involved in the congregation, and they really the congregation, in turn, becomes their family, and they truly make a difference. If you are interested in making a difference in people's lives, Laborers for Christ is certainly an option, an opportunity for you. Through the Holy Spirit, they just transform lives. I think they give the opportunity, particularly to men, to serve because it is construction, but women as well, mm-hmm. to be a part of a ministry in a congregation or in a mission environment.
So a congregation or an organization may need help building a new facility or construction or doing some, as you said, some labor. And So laborers for Christ come in and help with that construction. But along with doing some of the construction, along with doing the labor, they get to know the people in the congregation, in the community, as they're doing that project, as they're working on the project. It's not just about the construction.
Absolutely. I would say initially, a congregation will seek out laborers for Christ for the cost savings. Mm-hmm. But like you said, as they become involved in the congregation working on the project, the end result is always the spiritual impact and ministry emphasis that they leave on a congregation. It's just amazing to me the number of letters that I get from pastors saying that this program has done what he was unable to reach out into the community. Just yesterday, I heard from a lone person saying that the subcontractors at one of the projects that we are currently working on in Crossville, Tennessee, made mention of how they have never seen a project like this. The cleanliness of the work site and the quality workmanship. So it leaves an impact into the community as well as the congregation themselves, because people can become involved in the project and work on it themselves, on their project.
What are some recent projects that have recently completed?
This week we just completed a camp in Kingston, Illinois, and tomorrow we will be completing Seaside, California. And we have about 8 active right now. And of course, this is our busy season. So this is really why I'm here to talk about recruitment, because we're going to probably start 6 more this summer. So we really are in need of willing hands and hearts with a passion for ministry.
If someone's thinking, oh, okay, you've got my attention, what would the next year look like for me, or next few months, if I apply to be a laborer? What do I need to have transportation? Do I need to have, what would housing be like? What are all the things that I need to consider? What would the next few months or a year look like?
That's a good question. I would encourage them to go on our website. We are an arm of the Lutheran Church Missouri's Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Go on the website at www.lcef.org, or they can call 800-843-5233 to get an application. And on the application, they need to get a signature from their pastor and a doctor's physical and his signature. And once that is sent to the office, then you become an active laborer and you are eligible to sign up online, or you can call the office for projects. That list of projects is always on the website of labor of projects that need help. So they can sign up. There are more projects, but these are the ones that need help currently. And really, they if they're wanting to travel, some of these projects are in the area. They can drive to them. Some they will need to travel. I would say about 80% of our people have RVs. Not everyone does. It's not a requirement, but housing will be provided. At Portland, Oregon, right now, they're using Concordia University dorms. And so there are many alternatives. Sometimes congregations own parsonages that are vacant. So this is also housing. So I would say, fill out an application and get ready to go.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So fill out an application at lcef.org. You can look for Laborers for Christ in the application there online, or they can call the 800 number. And what was that number again?
That number is 800-843-5233.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, it sounds like they might just have fun while they're doing it, too.
They really do. It is, they have fun, they build friendships, not only within the congregation, but they build bonds within the the laborers, because mm-hmm. they've been working together sure. for maybe 2 months, or Kingston was just a 3-week project. There are projects with all lengths. We've got one in Spencer, Iowa right now that is probably going to be 9 months.
Wow.
But we have many, many that are a lot shorter. But I would say it's an opportunity to stay fit if you're interested mm-hmm. in travel, staying fit, and most importantly, just making a difference in people's lives. I want to really emphasize that I've been talking a lot this morning about what laborers give. Yesterday, I'm on the phone a lot, and I was talking to a project manager's wife who is, he is going through some health issues and is hoping to go out later this summer. And she was saying, I was thanking her and appreciating her mm-hmm. service and all that her husband did for the program. And she said, oh, but we receive so much more. We are the ones who are receiving the tenfold blessing.
What a blessing, I'm sure. And the laborers that I've talked to have mentioned how much they enjoy it and how delightful it is to get to serve and just the fun that they have while they do it as well. Get to work together and serve together. And they have that fellowship that we have in Christ.
Exactly. It's all about relationships. And if anyone has any questions, I would be more than happy to answer them.
Wonderful. Well, you can get in touch with Marcy, and you can find out more at lcef.org. Marcy Scholl, Ministry Support for Laborers for Christ at Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
It's a joy.
We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in the future.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary with Reverend Kevin Golden right here on Worldwide KFUO.